Hey everyone, welcome back. Usually we're digging into some wild conspiracy or a strange phenomenon or a mysterious event, something like that. But today we're going to switch gears a little bit.
Yeah, taking a moment for reflection.
Exactly. Looking back at 2024, it's been, well, a year, hasn't it? And sadly, part of looking back means remembering some of the incredible people we lost. I think celebrity deaths 2024, remembering the stars we've lost this year, sums it up pretty well.
Yeah, that piece really stood out, especially drawing on those insights from people.com. And Essence, it paints quite a picture.
It does. It really highlights how much talent we lost across so many fields. Entertainment, music, activism, even.
Exactly.
Well, let's maybe start with a true legend, Marlena Shaw.
Oh.
Wow, what a voice.
Absolutely, a jazz and soul powerhouse.
84 years old when she passed.
Yeah.
I bet her rendition of California Soul is playing somewhere right now.
It probably is. You can't talk about soul without her. It just wouldn't be the same. And I think that's something we see with so many of these individuals. They left their mark on us, on the world.
It's true. I mean, think about Carl Weathers.
Oh, come on, Apollo Creed.
Exactly. 76 years old when he passed from heart disease. But so many of us will remember him as that iconic rival to Rocky Balboa.
Well, I think it was more than just a rivalry. It was that transformation from rival to friend to mentor. We saw Apollo grow, and I think in a way, it mirrored how we all hope to grow.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now, we also lost a music icon this year, Henry Fambrough.
The last original member of the Spinners.
Can you believe it? 85 years old, and just a few months after they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Talk about bittersweet, huh? I mean, such an incredible achievement, a lifetime of music being celebrated. And
It
then.
makes you think about legacies, doesn't it? About how these artists become a part of our lives. And speaking of legacies, we can't forget Louis Gossett Jr.,
A true trailblazer.
first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar. I mean, come on, an officer and a gentleman.
That role was powerful, unforgettable.
Absolutely. But it wasn't just his acting. He was a champion for social justice, for representation. His influence stretched way beyond the screen.
He used his platform to make a real difference.
And just like that, it reminds us that impact comes in many forms, right? Look at DJ Mr. C.
Hip hop pioneer, gone too soon.
57 years old. But his influence on New York's rap scene, on the Sound of a Generation, it's huge. I mean, he was playing Biggie Smalls early on.
He had that ear, He knew what was next and he wasn't afraid to share it.
And from one trendsetter to another, we lost Georgina Cooper, a British model, an icon of the 90s Cool Britannia era, only 46 when she passed.
Yeah, long COVID complications. I think her story really reminds us that the pandemic's impact, it's still with us years later.
It's true. And it can be easy to forget sometimes. We move on, but some are still dealing with the consequences. It really puts things in perspective.
It does.
And then there's Ron Ely, the original Tarzan. Come on.
From the TV series in the 60s, 86 years old.
Hero on screen and off.
It's like that Tarzan image, that strength and compassion, it really stayed with him even when he wasn't playing the role.
Makes his passing all the more, well, you know.
It does.
And lastly, I want to mention Michael Newman.
The Baywatch star.
He fought a long battle with Parkinson's disease, passed away at 67. I think it's important to remember the challenges that people face, even when we don't see them.
Newman was incredibly open about his fight, and in doing so, I think he really helped raise awareness and push for more research and support for Parkinson's.
He did. It's a lot to take in, isn't it? So many talented people, each leaving a void in their own way. It really makes you think about all the artists, all the figures who have touched our lives, you know?
It does. Makes you wonder, how do we make sure their work lives on? How do we become caretakers of their legacies so they can continue to inspire future generations? It's something worth thinking about for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us for this, well, more somber deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll be back soon with another one.
Until then.
Take care.